Like, why is it the day I decide to pause my EEB is the day she decides not to say goodnight?
You know what, darling? Let me tell you something. When you post them, nothing will disappoint you.
Word of the day. Wait, is it word? No, it's not word. It's advice of the day. Don't post your partner until their funeral.
Don't post your partner because they'll disappoint you.
Right.
And you guys sound very broken.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, I see why people think we sound so hurt.
But Daryl, this is good night. Daryl, you need to grow up.
Oh, you were. Alright.
Nah.
You don't say good night.
Hey, dude, you can skip the good morning, but you should never skip the good night.
Why? What if I genuinely like fell asleep by mistake? That happens a lot. When I'm beside you.
Kura. If you just fall asleep, then you're not ready for a relationship.
At 20 years old, at random times. Anyway. Do you know what time you want to sleep at 20 years old? Chikurai.
Okay.
But do you guys think Tori actually shot me?
Cheapo.
Did you say my name?
Yes.
Oh, okay, wait. First, I want to start with my problem with this issue. My problem with Tori speaking how he spoke, like, the fact that he did it in album form, he knew he was going to get people to listen to him. He knew he was going to regain his hype because no publicity is bad publicity, right? He knew people were going to listen to this album because they want to hear what he has to say because he's been quiet. And dropping an album, he knew it was going to go number one. That's exactly what he wanted. He was getting so much attention during quarantine. Well, it's still quarantine, but he was getting so much attention during that period when he was doing quarantine radio, and he didn't want to lose that hype. And I feel like it was selfish of him to drop his story in album form, because he just knew people wanted to hear what he had to say. Personally, I haven't listened, and I'm probably not going to listen. I'm not going to add to his streams. So, but I've heard what people said about the album, and I've read some lyrics. And I just feel like, I feel like he did, because wasn't there a report about how Meg had been in the hospital and the report said gunshot injury or something like that?
But do we know that Tori was on that shot the gun? Is the question. We don't really know what happened. That's the confusing part about this whole story. No one's really saying like this and this and this and this happened. You know what I mean? It's just, I didn't shoot you. You shot me. What happened? You know what I mean? Like, what happened?
Because I read that on the Shade Room. True. I don't know how reliable the Shade Room is, but apparently the medical report actually said gunshot injury. Mm-hmm. Gunshot wound.
Yeah.
I have something to say in regards to what Chibos. I understand, and I'm not on Tori's side, by the way, but I understand that it's insensitive for him to release an album telling a story, but like, at the end of the day, he's a musician and he wants to make money, and he knows that that's his way of making money, and he definitely is making that money from what he did. So as much as it's insensitive and I don't support it, I don't see anything wrong with him.
So we should support people that shoot women. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying in terms of him making it an album and knowing that it was going to give him money. He's a musician. At the end of the day, he wants to make money. He knew this is how he was going to make money, and he successfully did it. That's what I'm saying. Like, in that regard, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, with him doing it that way. I understand it's insensitive, and I'm not supporting him, but I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, like his first song, Money Over Fallouts, he's getting his bag.
I don't know. But, Tori should make, guys. You guys, let's get an answer. Do you guys think Tori should make?
Yeah.
Why?
Just solely because of the report. Also, secondly, why would Meg lie? Thirdly, in the first video, the first video we saw when They were pulled over. She was limping. What was she limping from if she wasn't?
The checked? First time she was.
What was she bleeding?
The first time we saw the video, remember people were saying it's from broken glass. Then I don't know. It was like, okay, she got shot. I don't know if you guys remember that. Like,
yeah. Didn't she say she covered the gun because she didn't want to tell the cops that they had a gun?
So why?
Because you knew if they knew.
So why now all of a sudden be like, yes, I actually got shot? Like, why didn't you say that from the jump? I don't get it.
She said it on the live, though. Yeah.
She did it.
She said they would have killed Tori because of the gun violence, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. She was trying to protect. Like, that's the thing. Like, she came out and she lied to the police or whatever because she was trying to protect him, the people she was with, because she knew black people, they had a gun, she was bleeding. It would just not be a good
picture for them. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. So I do think Tori shot Meg. I don't think, okay, whatever. No matter how drunk he was, it's a bad thing to do. I don't think he would have, like, I don't think he fully consciously wanted to, but the fact of the matter is it happened. The fact that he's not owning up to that is what's annoying me.
But I saw something that someone who used to, like, provide clothes for Megan, like, posted. They said, like, Megan's always acting aggressive around Tori. Like, she's always just being, like, you know, she's always drunk, always being pushy. I'm not saying that that's a justification for shooting her, right?
Mm-hmm.
But considering that she's always being aggressive, what if, like, Tori was defending himself? We don't know. What if he was defending himself and he didn't shoot? Maybe he didn't shoot Megan, dude, in the foot. Maybe he just took a shot and then somehow the bullet, like, bounced off some surface, you know, and it ended up in Megan's foot. Maybe, I don't know. Because also,
can I ask you something?
Yeah.
If we're fighting, you and I, Frederick, if we're fighting and I'm drunk and I get somewhat aggressive towards you, pulling out a gun, is that not already putting you in a bad light? The fact that you pulled out a gun to defend yourself against me.
We don't know, like, how aggressive you're being. We don't know if Megan had her own gun. We don't know if she had a knife on her. We don't know what, like, how she was being aggressive. If she was being aggressive, by the way. We don't know if she was. But you see what I'm saying? Like, we don't know the depth of her aggression. She could have had a gun on her, too. Who knows?
I don't know.
Also, I feel like Tori and Megan had been, apparently they'd been getting together. And they're friends. Like, I don't think Tori would intentionally shoot with the intention to kill or to hurt. He, I don't know what he was doing, so I can't say he was doing it for bands or whatever. But he was probably just doing it as, like, a warning or whatever. But I don't think he expected to actually hurt her.
But I also saw something that said that when Tori shot Meg, his last words were, "Dan's bitch," then he shot the item. So what if... Like, that's so fucked up.
I don't know.
But
I have a question.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not my question. It's your question, Frederick.
Yeah.
You said, I think you said, fine, people want to cancel Tory because he shot a black woman. Why aren't people canceling Chris Brown?
Well, exactly. Why don't people cancel other people that have participated in gender-based violence? If we're canceling Tory, then why is Chris Brown still not canceled? You know what I mean? Like, why if we're gonna be constant with it, then everyone every celebrity.
Is it the same thing?
What do you mean, is it the same thing as gender-based violence? Okay.
Okay, there's one reason, Loki. Rihanna and Chris Brown, they kind of sorted out their altercation. They sorted that out. So I feel like that's also one reason why people haven't really canceled them like that. Do you know what I mean? As he owned up to his stuff. He was like, no, I did this. I apologize. Whatever. I won't do it again. He was basically admitting that he's wrong. And he was trying to change, basically. Tori is just like, he said nothing.
So let's say Tori did admit to it. Then Megan, like, said, New York guys, it's fine. Then we wouldn't have canceled Tory. Is that what you? In fact, I don't even believe in cancel culture. To be honest, I think it's crap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it works. I don't know what the point is. To be honest, it's like almost like excluding people from society because of mistakes. Like,
yeah,
and mistakes.
And I feel like, I feel like it's unfair to celebrities. Are human beings. As much as we may not see them as human beings, I don't know why, they're literally human beings. They make mistakes. So, like, imagine you being cancelled for making a mistake.
Exactly.
Just as a human being. Like, I don't think that's fair. Like, allow people to grow. And even with the Chris Brown situation, I don't listen to his music anyway. Like, I'm not a Chris Brown fan. But, like, I feel like if he's grown and he's accepted it's wrong, then why are we still talking about cancelling him? Like, for what?
Yeah, because I feel like it's cancel culture is low-key, like, watering down the human element of society. It's like you're not allowed to be human anymore. Huh? Human anymore. Do you know what I mean? So you're not allowed to be human anymore. It's almost like whatever mistake you make, it's done. Get out of here. We don't even want to hear a song from you. It's like, wow, really? So if you guys made a mistake too, then why aren't you guys getting canceled for every single mistake you make? Just because the person's a celebrity. Then if a mistake is made, they should get canceled. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like people hold celebrities on such a high pedestal that they expect them to be so perfect, to not make any mistakes. Everything they do should just be like one. Like, these guys are people too, guys. Yeah, they're celebrities, but they're people as well. You can't just, like, exclude them from society just because of, like, one mistake.
Exactly.
Also, it never works in here because there's still people that will support them. So, you'll be killing yourself in your head, they're hating a celebrity who's taking money. So, like,
yeah,
free yourself,
yeah,
bro.
No, but, like, yeah, it doesn't work unless the actual fan base stops supporting the person. If you, who doesn't support the person, cancels them, you cannot be honest.
All right, because I feel like I'm gonna forget this on our next podcast, but are wigs and makeup the equivalent of a fresh trim?
I feel like that's cap, but people should stop saying that, bro. People should stop saying that. Getting a fresh trim is like wageza, bro. Do you know what I mean? It's like you're just cleaner now. But getting makeup and hair done, bro. Getting makeup and hair done, it's just like, bro, you're not the same, man. You ain't the same.
Do you know what? I hear you, but I've seen men look scary different with the fresh trim and, like, with the beard. Let me say fresh trim and beard.
I feel like with the fresh trim and beard, it's more natural. That's more of your natural, like, state. Than, like, with your hair growing and weird places, like, you know what I mean? Your mustache is now getting crazy. Your beard now just has patches. Get a trim, get the cut. It's just, like, who you're meant to look like. When you get makeup done, and, you know, it's like a new creation. Hey, I'm going to get best.
Aren't we just enhancing our features, just like what you are doing when you get your haircuts and beards and whatever?
Enhancing your features, or you're making a new person?
We're enhancing our features.
You're enhancing your features.
I mean, if you start making eyebrows, I'm not my eyebrows mentioned, but when I was painting my eyebrows, then enhancing your features. Was you paint? But I mean, I also have nothing against makeup.
Nah, but you're actually making a new person.
I have nothing against makeup. I really like girls that, you know how to do their makeup.
Same. But it's just not the same as getting trim. A trim is just a haircut.
Exactly, bro.
Makeup is like...
Makeup is getting your face done, God. What's the problem?
Face and hair are two completely different
things. All right, fine.
I'm pretty sure you guys shave other parts of your body. So
haircuts and wigs. Haircuts and wigs.
That's not the same
thing. A wig, you can actually just put it on anytime. It's still not the same thing. Wig, you can be sleeping and then you're just like...
So also not the same thing as a haircut. You have it on your hair forever. Like, what?
And haircut can be,
and then you go
up,
get it done. Guys, like, it's a 10-minute process. Okay, a 30-minute process.
Please.
Guys, you're trying to equate things that can't be great. Makeup and wigs and...
Confirm Lil Wayne wasn't Miss Me.
How can you do?
I'm just confirming.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. Okay.
No, Tappy, I'm not even laughing at you. I'm laughing at, I think it was Frederick's reaction.
I don't know what it is about Lil Wayne. You know, no, remember when it was like Weezy F, baby, and the F is so phenomenal.
Me, that's hard. I'm sorry. That is hard, bro. What? That's not even how you spell phenomenal, nah, but it's amazing. It's beautiful, bro.
Nah, he's one of the girls.
He's one of the girls, bro.
Yes.
What's your favorite Lil Wayne song?
It's not my favorite Lil Wayne song, but it's up there. And people are going to say, now, obviously, it's mainstream, but like Lollipop. And I'll tell you why. Why is Lollipop? You know, like when you're in the club or like when you're just at a party, right? And then, you know, those like it grows like, you know, freaky, really, you know, just to get some grind, right? Lollipop is one of those. You know, like when work comes on, yeah? And then
after when work comes on, it's late.
Exactly, dude. After, just after Drake's part, right? And then when Rihanna comes back, you're going, please, again, as I'm trying. And girls will start wilding. It's kind of the same. It's the same for you guys are laughing because you know you'll be doing that. Anyway, it's the same with Lollipop. When Lil Wayne is going like, oh, me, so I can make it juicy. Okay.
Guys, Daryl shouldn't
sing. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, Daryl, I love you though. So love. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast.
Sorry.
You know what? People. Thank you guys so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you enjoyed, and we just want to apologize for the inconvenience caused when we weren't posting. We all recently started school, so we were just getting our schedules together. But from now on, we'll be posting as often as we can.
Thank you, guys.
Wait, let me grab a chair. I'm kind of standing.
Why were you standing?
I don't know. I was feeling ginger.
Are you feeling ginger?